summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Shahid Kutin. With me, Akusu Chuang. And on the line, we have Tutiana Jusad, CIO at Amundi Islamic.
Tutiana, thanks for joining us. We would have seen, we have seen the ringgit appreciate from about 4.44 levels to the current 4.26 levels. What do you think has been really the driver behind the ringgit strength, and where do you think this strength will continue?
Hi, good morning. Yes, year-to-date, ringgit has been appreciating against the US dollar, up by about 7%. But we've seen highs of 4.5 to the lows of 4.26. This movement in ringgit has been quite volatile year-to-date until the recent measures of curbing speculation via the NDF market came into effect. And then also the availability of dynamic hedging has been positive. So there's less uncertainty now for global investors. So this gradual strengthening has been since March of this year when the Fed hiked rates. Back then they set out a dovish outlook, which in turn turned out to be positive for emerging markets. So since then, there's been increased volume of foreign inflows into both equities and bonds in emerging markets, Malaysia included. So this helped strengthen the ringgit. So in part as well, the ringgit strength has been because of the weakening of the dollar. And it's been under pressure in the current risk-off sentiment. This is due to James Comey, the U.S. political risk. You got the global geopolitical risk, the events in Qatar going on, and also the U.K. Elections today.
So, Tatiana, you've outlined policy measures as well as the Federal Reserve from America in terms of being key drivers of the ringgit strength. But from a structural standpoint, we've seen some strength in Q1 economic growth. We've seen some strength in export numbers as well as in the underlying economy. Do you think these underlying appreciative measures from Malaysia's economy will drive more ringgit strength in the months ahead?
On the domestic macro side, there's been robust GDP growth, healthy macro fundamentals to support this growth. GDP growth has been driven by private consumption. Malaysia has a diversified economy with large manufacturing sector. There's a healthy banking sector. The local government bond market is relatively deep. We have ample natural resource endowment, especially in commodities, oil and gas, rubber, palm oil. And there's also improving competitiveness. This is thanks to the real effective exchange rate depreciation. On another factor would be on the progress on the fiscal reforms for Malaysia. The reduction in oil subsidies and implementation of GST, that helped the fiscal reforms and the deficit reduction for the government.
Well, lots of push and pull factors there, Tutiana, because obviously on the negative side, you've got moribund oil markets as well as possibly postponing Malaysia's fiscal parity targets from 2022 a couple of years beyond. Do you have a ringgit direction and a ringgit target for 2017?
On the weaknesses side, Malaysia is also vulnerable to external shocks. The economy is open to global market fluctuations, and then this high reliance on commodity exports. And we have a high public sector debt, high external debt burden. If the worsening of these debt dynamics and fiscal accounts will impact the country rating, so this in turn will also affect our ringgit target for the year. I mean, Malaysia, the ringgit's performance has been lagging versus the emerging market peers, Asian peers. And based on current data and current economic scenario, the fair value, I would say, is around 4 to 4.2. And by historical standards, the ringgit is undervalued. We estimate it to be about 9% undervalued. So there's been significant depreciation since mid-2014 due to falling oil price, capital outflows, and U.S. policy, monetary policy normalization. But we expect further appreciation on stronger domestic data. And in terms of target, I would say creeping closer to 4.
Well, Tutiana, just a quick word for corporates and the Treasury departments. Do you have a message for, do you have a possible word of advice for Treasury planners for the year ahead in terms of how they should hedge their positions going forward?
Hedging the position For locals, I'm still bullish on the local government bond market. I believe that there's still relative, on a relative valuation basis, Malaysian bond yields provide an attractive carry. There's yield pickup versus peers. Our five-year CDS is relatively higher than the lower-rated regional peers like Thailand, Philippines. Malaysia is rated A3, A-. So for equities, also in the run-up to the general election, stock markets tend to rally, so it's positive.
All right, Tutiana, thanks so much for your time. That was Tutiana Jusat, the Chief Investment Officer for Amundi Islamic. And now Tan Chung Han talks to Ben Lebrun of Options Express in Sydney, Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!